Thank you for tuning in to Seriously Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play at Seriously Podcast, as well as on the Indie Creative Network. Please like, rate, review, and subscribe, and spread the word. Let the people know about your new favorite podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Seriously Podcast. I'm Brittany.
What's your name?
Brittany.
Oh, I'm Mary.
Why are you trying to blame me?
I was just asking a simple question.
You sure?
Positive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today we are starting a new series called The Ave.
Yeah. Which we did in our first edition of Web Series and Chill.
Which is coming back, y'all. We didn't forget about Web Series and Chill. We just working on it.
We're doing things.
We're doing big things, y'all.
Yeah, so The Ave, we really enjoyed that show. So we wanted to cover the entire show. The Ave centers on a group of young check frauds who are committing illegal crimes in order to survive the streets of Brooklyn. It's created by Bobby Ashley. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, it's a really dope show. It's a hood drama.
Yeah, it's different from what we've been doing.
Yes, but it's going to be fun. So, you know, get in your seatbelt.
She's drunk. She is so drunk.
All right, so since we covered episode one in our Web Series show, we're actually going to play that for you guys. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do episode two.
So here it goes, y'all.
Opening scene, you first have a voiceover. It's like, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. Instead, I'm going to show you how I started. So this might be of a 90s movie. It brought me back a little bit. So I was like, okay, what's going on here? So we see a young couple laid up. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy is asleep and she wakes up to him and she's like, she's ready to go from round two.
Yes.
Or round three. I don't even know.
He's like, girl, I'm tired.
Right, girl, get up. Come on.
Like, we just did this.
You want to go again? So she's like, come on. She's kissing on him, mm-hmm. You know, trying to get things going. But he's not really trying to hear it.
Yeah, because he's tired.
He's tired, right. So his phone goes off, and he's like, chill, get off me. So
he pushed it. He did. So I said, hold on.
But she's still kissing him.
She's still kissing him.
All right, girl. So so he's on the phone, you know, I guess a little business call, whatever.
Yeah, all I really heard was him saying, like, I'll be there.
Right, I bet. So he's like, he started getting dressed.
Yeah, and she still was kissing on him. She's like, oh, babe, that was a crazy night, right? He's not even listening. He has yet to respond to this girl.
He's ready to go. He's not trying to hit her, see her, whatever. So she's like, where are you going? So he's like, you know, that phone call, he found out one of his boys is missing. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him since the last, what was the drop off?
Yeah.
So she's like, she disregarded that,
right?
Yes. She's like, well, I want.
He got upset. He cuts her off and was like, you need to worry about your needs instead of your wants. That's what you need to do.
She's like, well, you know how I am. I need some things.
I'm like, what did this girl do to him? Like,
girl.
Why is he so angry?
Right. Something's not right here. So, at this point, he's looking for his keys, and she's like, I don't know where your keys are, I don't mm-hmm. know. So, and then she's like, why can't I have you full time? So, I'm like, hold up.
Wait a minute now.
Hold up, this ain't your man.
This is not him, this is not the guy, this is not your guy.
So, you don't have him you have him part-time?
Part-time? Really?
What's, press play. So, he's like.
His response killed me.
I know. He was like. You a passion. No,
what you said, because for you, this is passion.
Right.
For me, this is a getaway. That's it. I was like, whoa.
Ain't nothing else. That's all this is.
That's what you gotta know.
Yes. You know, my family is my number one priority. You
wait
number
a minute.
Two. Family.
Wait a minute.
There's a family?
This is the second bomb you have dropped within like 5 seconds.
All right. So, okay. Wait a
so
minute
now. So she doesn't
now.
Have you full time.
No.
You have a full family.
Full. Because he's like, that's my number one priority.
And you're number two.
Don't forget that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wow. So then she gives him his ring. So he
wait a minute again.
Wait a minute now.
What's happening here?
So now you're married.
You're a married man. With full family. Full family. And you got this part-time girlfriend.
Wait, what is your life? Okay. So we're learning a lot about this young man. Mm-hmm. Nate is his name. So the girl is like, so he leaves. So then she goes back on the bed, and what she finds in the pillow?
She takes out his keys.
Girl, you're crazy.
You're playing games. You're playing games.
That's why you're part-time. Right. Because you're playing games.
You don't have time for you.
And your little game.
No, but didn't she say something about how, like, when I met you 2 months ago at the strip club?
At the strip club.
I thought something was different. He was like, you're right. My family comes first, and you come second.
That sentence just now, like, what, girl, come on, you should have known. So we go to the next scene, and it's these two guys walking, and I think they work for Nate.
Yes.
So they're talking, and then one of the guys just like, oh, how are you? And DJ, and then the other guy's like, I don't want to hear that name.
Don't ever say that name in my presence.
Don't again. ever.
I'm not trying to hear no D and no J.
Don't combine those two letters ever again. Don't do it.
Yeah, but what's up with you and DJ, though?
Man, don't ask me about that nigga.
Still mad about that shit?
Hey, yo, son, fuck that nigga. That nigga been owing me money for like 2 weeks now.
Come on, man. You and DJ's fan, man.
And?
Y'all been through way more bullshit than this, man. Look, at the end of the day, we got to police ourselves, man. Cops ain't helping us, so we got to make sure we straight with each other, right?
So he's like, whoa. Y'all need to squash that between you guys.
This Gandhi,
Martin Luther King, world peace.
At the end of the day, we gotta police ourselves because cops ain't helping us. I said, boy, where you get that from?
Yes, go.
What are you talking about right now? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
He just wants the peace in the world.
What does that mean? Like, cause he was making it seem like DJ had did something to this guy.
Maybe.
But then what is that? What
with, the
that mean? With the
police?
With the police? You have to police ourselves?
Because he said something about the police out here coming for us. You know, we can't come for each other, okay? It was a message in there.
Somewhere.
It was a message in there. So he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Fine, whatever.
Right. Whatever. So we go to the next scene, and we see a woman and her son.
Yeah. This is Nate Jr.
Yeah, she called him Nate Jr. So I'm like, this is
the family.
This is the family he needed to get away from.
Yes.
So we meet the family. So she's cleaning the kitchen a bit, talking to the son, doing his math. 12 plus 4, 2 plus 5. Nate is smart. He was like 16, 7. He was smart.
Little smart boy.
So,
stay in school.
Stay in school, y'all. So, then her sister comes in, and she needs a place to stay, because her house is being, like, fumigated or
was
something like that.
Was her sister drunk?
Was she drunk?
No, was she just, like, theatrical?
I think she was just extra.
Okay. Because I'm like, she coming in here drunk?
Yes.
In front of this child?
No, I don't think she was drunk.
Okay.
So, then she makes a comment, like, oh, my nephew looking more like your mommy than your daddy.
Which is good.
Right. So obviously she don't get along with her brother-in-law.
Yeah, she not feeling this Nate guy.
Nah, her brother-in-law. So so finally, Mr. Nate comes home, back from paradise.
Yes.
If you will.
The getaway. He's come back from the getaway.
Yes. So the wife sends the son upstairs.
You can already see something. She about to get into it. She's like, go to your room. Go to your room. He's acting like he don't even see her.
Yeah. Did he even say hi to her?
No,
he said hi
not.
To the son.
Yeah. He was like, what's up, little man?
Yeah. And he's like, you come to my game, Dad? You know I'm gonna be there.
And she's just like folding her arms, watching him the entire time.
Right.
He go to the refrigerator like, do-do-do-do-do. He act like he does not see her. His back is towards her the entire time.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for food.
Like, I need to talk to you.
Yes. But then first she's like, when he was looking for food, she was like, I ain't go grocery shopping. He said, that ain't nothing new. So, you see that?
I did not notice that.
He's like, that ain't nothing new. So, obviously,
I thought he said, like, that's not nothing. Like, no. You got the money to take care of it.
No. It wasn't that. That ain't nothing new. Like,
he said it on a low low there, because I didn't hear that part.
Maybe it was. Maybe I need to rewatch, because she didn't have an attitude. Okay.
So, she's like, I need to talk to you. He's like, about what? And she's like, about adding another addition to our family. Then he turns around and he's like, Ebony, how many times I gotta tell you I'm not ready? She's like, why? Then he starts clapping the hands.
Yes.
Like, we're not ready.
Right. And she's like, how are you gonna tell me?
Does he want to fight her? I was so confused.
He goes, we're not ready.
She said, well, I am.
Hello? How you gonna tell me what I'm not ready for? I want another kid.
So they have problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see why maybe he wanted to get away. I guess. Fine.
Maybe.
So they arguing, and then there's a knock on the door.
Yeah, some good boy, right? He just seemed like a good boy. But he knocked on the door one time. Nate answered the door immediately.
Yes!
Boy, you were standing by the door.
At the door. So, the guy's like, oh, I'm looking for Nate. And Nate's like, who wants to know? And shows his gun.
Yeah, I would say, whoa.
Whoa. It's a family neighborhood. Sir.
Sir. Don't want no problems.
That's it. So, the guy is scared. Like, exactly. I don't want no problems. So, he's like, my name is Sergio.
I don't believe that, but okay. He said, I'm Sergio. He said, Duro?
I don't.
He said, somebody sent me to come look for some work.
Yeah, I need money. I feel like
that's not my problem.
I feel like I hear you hiring. I saw your job on Indeed and Craigslist.
I need money. I don't care. Then Nate's like, I thought he was locked up. I was like, that was a rumor.
Right. So who sent you? No one.
So then how did you get my address?
I asked around.
What? And then he said, who told you?
A girl.
He said, the girl. What girl? What are you talking about? You already failed the test.
Right. That was test number one. You never tell on your source. And you don't show up to nobody's crib unannounced. And then he said, when it comes to MF5.
I thought that was a video game. That's so what it sounds like, a video game.
I was like, this hood talk? I was lost.
I don't know what this is.
M54? What? MF5? Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
So then he kind of like pushes him to walk ahead of him.
Right.
Then he gets calm. He's like, so yeah, my business is, it's been growing.
Right, my business is growing.
This guy is bipolar.
He is. It was kind of like a walking interview.
Yeah, it was a walking interview.
Tell me, why should I pick you? Why?
Why?
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so why
your job history.
I was like, what on earth? What is going on?
And he's like, I'm hungry for that bread.
He said, I'm only trying to survive throughout the summer.
Yeah.
This is not an internship, sweetheart. This is the real deal.
This is the real work. And that's why he was like, you know, if you ain't about that life, then don't be about
this life.
Don't come
out the streets. Don't come outside.
Once you're inside, do not come outside. Don't come outside. You don't know nothing about this life.
And so the guy said, you know, I'm ready for whatever, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's hard out here.
And he's like, all right. I see you.
Right. It's in the game.
So they walk to Nate's car, right? Mm-hmm. And Nate's calling somebody, but then he hears the phone ringing inside his car.
Yeah.
So then they're looking around like,
what?
I got two
phones. I know I got two phones, but
I don't got a third one. And I know this number, it's not in my car, but it is. So they get out and they look in the trunk, and what do they find?
They find a body. A dead body at that.
I think this is DJ.
I want to say it's DJ. Yes. I feel like he was calling DJ, like, let me find this boy.
Yeah, because, everybody said, like, they haven't heard from him.
Right.
And
I'm going to say it's DJ.
That's why you haven't heard from him. He's dead.
he's actually not with us anymore. He's actually not with us. So he's like, oh, he's looking around like, what? And then his phone rings.
First of all, let's talk about Sergio. Sergio's looking like, what did I sign up
right,
for?
Right, he's like, actually,
I know I need money, but this is not the life that I'm trying to live.
He warned you on the walk to the car.
On the interview, he warned you about
you're already in. You're in.
You're in.
This was,
you saw the body. Like, you're in now.
You're in too deep, Serge. That's it. So then the person on the phone is just like, yeah, that's going to be you next time if I don't have my 50K.
You ain't next week, right?
Right. I think so. He's like, you ain't the king of the city no more. I'm like, somebody coming for your crown, Nate.
Somebody coming for you, boy.
They coming for your crown. That's it.
That's it. And that's how the episode ends.
So,
So
many
questions.
So
you see why we chose this
right
for a perfect night of web series and chill, because there's like suspense.
Mm-hmm.
There's drama, clearly.
Drama. Scammers. It's all of it.
Yes. Okay, I'm interested in seeing, like, what happens. This is clearly, like, a lot of drama for this one person to deal with.
And it's just episode one.
This guy got, you know, a full family. He's married. Side he owns check. This business, apparently.
And I can tell you right now that getaway.
A side check. Getaway. She's not playing.
She's not playing.
She wants you full time.
I feel like she's not going to stop until she does. Like, she has the keys to your house. So who knows what she's going to do with those things.
Yes. What's going to happen with Nate Jr.?
Like, will he pass the math test?
Will he pass the math test? Will there be a second addition to the family?
Yes. And will the wife go grocery shopping?
Will she get the groceries ever?
Ever.
Will Sergio survive this lifestyle?
That is question this number
internship.
One.
Will he survive this internship? Will he get the job at the end of the summer?
Yes, will he? Oh, my God.
And who bodied DJ?
Who bodied DJ? Will Nate find the killer? Will he bring justice?
What will his next step be?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's got to hold a meeting. Everybody got to know.
I need
what
everybody.
I need everybody.
So that was episode one, guys. Now we're going to get into episode two.
Yes. All right. So episode two starts off with Nate. He's walking with Sergio, his new prospective employee.
The intern.
Yes, the intern. And Sergio is like low-key freaking out, like, I never seen a dead body before. And I can already tell this boy is not ready.
He been not ready.
He is not about this life, so I'm not sure why he asked Nate for an application.
Yeah, it's summer internship, summer job. That's what he's here for. Remember, he's only here to get money for the summer.
Yes, exactly.
And when you get into this life, you can't be here only for the
summer. No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works at all.
Come on, Sergio. So this guy named Bones come up, and they introduce them, but Bones not with it. Like,
he don't like him already.
At all.
He don't like Sergio.
Something's up. So then Nate tells him, you know, the news about DJ, who was killed in episode one. And Bones want revenge.
Oh, yeah. He's like, where they at?
Where they at? No. So Nate also tells him, on top of them killing DJ, these guys also want 50K by next week. So we see already, whoever these people are, they did not come to play.
At all.
They killing people, and then they want their money.
Mm.
So Nate is like, I can't put my family into this. Like, Bones is like, whatever you want to do, you move, I move. Just like
when
that.
When you move, I move.
Just like that. and then Nate tells Sergio, you know, he's going to link up with Allie, and she's going to teach you the MFI on how it gets down. Sergio looking mad lost.
I'm lost, too.
Everybody's lost. He's
What's
like, what?
MFI?
I was thinking the same thing. And then Bones is like, it's the MF and information. I can't have this guy with my sister. Like, no. He's stupid. He don't know anything. He's a joke. So
Nate's just like, go, boy.
Yeah, go on. So Nate is just like, you know, let's just give him a chance.
Mm-hmm. Bone says, you know, the strong and the weak can't breathe the same amount of air. You know that.
You know this.
Shut the hell up, boy.
Then this girl comes by all up in the business. She's like, girl.
It's about to go down. Girl, what you talking about?
You don't even know what's happening, Ma. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing.
What is she talking about?
It's about to go down.
What's about to go down?
Go ahead.
So, Allie's on the phone with her friend, and she's just, you know, walking up and down the block. And she says, like, you know, I wish I had a different father for my baby. And then she sees Sergio, and she gets all excited.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly have history with each other.
Yeah.
And she's like, what you doing out here? You making money? Sergio's like, yeah, just for the summer. Boy, this life can't be a summer job. Why do you keep telling people that? You have to stop telling people
That's
that.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing,
It doesn't
Sergio.
Exist.
It's not it.
She's like, yeah, I just finished cooking up them checks.
No.
What she said?
She said, I just finished up cooking up some food, you know, making sure it's light.
Oh, okay.
Sergio, of course, looking lost. He's like,
what?
How did he get this job?
Why don't you do your research? She's like, making them checks.
Oh, my God.
Come on, get with the program.
And he's like reminiscing, saying, yeah. You know, she's changed a little. She changed a little during freshman year of college, and he thought something was going to happen between them. But then she said, you know, well, life got in the way.
Right.
And he's like, I bet Bones did something to you.
I bet Bones did something to you.
Nah. Speaking of Bones, don't let that nigga get to you.
His bark is worse than his bite, huh?
No, his bite is worse. Try growing up with him.
I bet that was some shit.
Yeah, bouncing from house to house was no joke. I mean, I don't let my past define me or who I am or, like, where I'm going or nothing.
And I'm like, yes, mama, with the positivity.
But then he asked her, but where are you going?
She said, I don't know.
Girl, you can't be dropping gems and then don't know what to say after. She said, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm going to get there, though.
Yeah, that's all you need to worry about. I'm going to get there. So next scene, Nate's like over, you know, he's talking over the scene. He's like, you know, talking about how the scammers versus the trap gods, aka drug dealers, you know, mapping out the territory, like this, our side and their side. So Right. Whatever.
Then Ed comes.
Ed comes.
Or Ed and Eddie is what I've been calling this guy.
Ed and Eddie. I didn't know his name at first. I was calling him Light Skin John.
I call him Dominicano. That's in my notes. Dominicano.
So he goes.
Light Skin John.
So he tells Mike about DJ and how they're after Nate now. So Mike don't care. He's like, good for him.
Yeah,
like,
he said, move on to the next.
What ain't no room for scammers anyway.
So let's go.
So
Mike tells Ed to get the MFI on the scammers and to get close to Bone's sister.
But again, Ed was like, what is that?
Nobody knows what that is.
Nobody knows these codes.
Who started this?
Who invented this? So he said, like, the information, I need you to reconnect with his sister. And then Mike's messy friend is like, yo, ain't that your baby mother? Ed was like,
yeah.
And what?
But my son is in the DR. Don't worry about him.
Don't worry about him. Like, he's with my mother for the summer, you know? Mike is like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care about none of
whatever,
this.
Whatever. Don't mess
the
with
MFI.
That's all I asked for. I didn't ask for your background, what's your son's history. I don't care. So then he leaves. So
Keith has to be the one to tell his mother Mary that DJ died, but she could care less. Like, she opens the door and is like, I don't have money for you.
She's like, what? What? Why are you here?
DJ is dead.
That's it?
You hear what I just said? I said your son is dead.
Are you done?
You one selfish ass bitch.
You know what? Maybe it was best for him to go. And you're gonna be next. And don't expect to see me at his funeral, nor yours. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck that nigga too! Keep sucking dick for dollars!
So Keith is big mad, you know, because she closes the door in his face and, you know, he's just upset.
He's so upset.
Colossal mad.
Colossal. Yes. So, she's so cold.
So cold. Poor Mother Mary.
So then he gets depressed.
Drunk. Yeah, he's so depressed. He gets drunk. Then he pulls out a gun. Nate is actually walking towards him. But Keith puts the gun to his mouth. But when Nate comes to him, he points the gun at Nate.
Yeah.
And is like, slimy ass niggas ain't meant to live.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Because I guess maybe
he don't trust Nate now.
Or just hood guys. I don't know. I guess people, maybe a trap guy killed his brother. We'll get there. Is Nate a trap guy or a scammer?
He's a scammer. He's the head of the scammers, and Mike is the head of the trap gods.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So Nate is like trying to plead with him. He's like, I'm not going to let these dudes that got DJ get away with this. And Keith is like, I trust you with his life. Like, what makes you think I could trust you now? And so Nate says, because I'm not going to sit here and allow anyone to hurt my family anymore. Mm-hmm. So you've been doing that this entire time?
Yeah, he was letting him hurt his family. This is the last straw. No, not today. Nope.
He's like, you know, don't give these dudes no power to destroy you. Keith is like, I'm powerless. Like, I can't do this anymore. So Nate, like, takes him in his arms to his bosom.
Yes.
He's like, come here, baby. A child of God is never powerless.
Ooh, you got to be strong. I need you to be strong. I got you. Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Powerful.
Beautiful black man moment.
Yes. Go ahead, Nate.
Amazing.
Yes.
So Allie is walking and talking on the phone again.
She stay on the phone.
Mama stay on the phone.
She stay on the phone.
She stay walking on the phone.
That's it.
Not knowing what's going on around her. But she sees Ed and Eddie. And he's like,
she got an attitude.
She big mad. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're not happy to see me? She's like, no, I was hoping they deported you back to your country. Racist.
I know. And she asks about her son. You know, he doing well. He with my mother.
She said, let me know when he gets back.
Right, that's
girl,
it.
Girl, you don't know your son's whereabouts?
Right, why don't you know when he gets back?
Right.
Come on,
I'm
girl.
I'm confused. So she tries to leave, but he grabs her arm, and she's like, I'm going to tell Bones.
Okay. I'm going to tell my brother.
Right? That's exactly how she sounds. And he's like, tell him what? That you had a baby by a trap god? You're lucky your pregnancy didn't show. No, she a big girl, so.
I know. I'm confused how, maybe she just wore big clothes a lot of the time.
Yeah, was Bones, like, not around?
Yeah, what's up? I got a lot of questions about that.
A lot of follow-up questions. But she says, like, so? He'll know soon enough.
Right.
So stop holding that over my head.
Exactly.
All right, girl, you're not scared? Okay.
She ain't scared of no Bones. Right. So we go to a girl's night, but a cute little girl's night, but a certain someone should not be there.
Yeah, I don't know why Stacey's there.
Why is Stacey at this table?
She does not deserve a seat at the table.
She is not Solange. She does not get a seat at the table.
Why is she here? Why is she here, Ike?
Why is she So they talking girl talk, and then Sashay is like, where's your man?
Shantae.
She's like, where's your man? I'm like, girl, she's sharing her man with your sissy.
Yeah.
What you thought? So Stacy says that she's single, but Sashay, she's like, well, whose man you messing with now?
Yeah, because that's what that means to me.
Yes, all that means.
You don't know what single means.
Yeah, right. So obviously they got some history or something going on.
So whose man are you fucking now?
No one.
Sashay. You know the streets been buzzing about that ass since he was in middle school.
Poor Sashay. So busy trying to read me, you haven't proofread your own chapters yet. Cute. Real cute.
I know I'm real cute. But being a whore is even cuter. Hats off to you.
So Stacey tells Sashay, you know, you really need to get over what happened in college. Like, it's over. And she's like, oh, when you offered your vagina to my man? I don't trust your stinky self. So Stacey's like, Ebony, come get your sister. Like,
because right. Sashay was like, you got to watch a snake while it's moving. Mm-hmm. And then Stacey says, you're too late. The apple has already been bit. Girl, she's talking about Nate.
Right.
She's talking about Nate.
Right. And little do they know.
Right. Speaking of Nate.
Speaking of, the man of the hour comes in.
He walks in. And Ebony introduces him to her college friend, Stacey.
Yeah, this is my husband.
And Stacey gets up and is like, nice to meet you.
Messy.
And Nate is like, cold like a dead body. He don't know what to do. He's just like stone cold.
Right, just shaking her hand.
Stone cold
Steve Austin, you stupid. All right, so that was episode 2 of The Av. So let's get in some questions, comments, and concerns right now.
You can be a part of the conversation too. So send us your QCCs and we'll read them on the show and give y'all our thoughts. Email us at seriouslypodcast@gmail.com or DM, comment, or tweet us at seriouslypodcast.
So my first question is, did Nate know Stacey was his wife's homegirl from college? Like, why didn't he get the MFI on Stacey?
Ooh, speak on that MFI.
You keep talking about the MFI, Nate.
Speak on that MFI.
You keep talking about the MFI. But you ain't do the MFI on Stacey. Or did you? I'm confused. I need information on that. And then Nate, like, I feel like he's playing games because he's saying,
playing
like,
games. That's all he do, play.
That's it. He's talking about, like, I can't have this happen to my family. You know, I'm not messing up.
Nobody even said anything about your family. Where did that come from?
I don't know. But you're the main reason why your family about to fall apart.
Right.
If you don't...
This is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you support your family. All of a sudden, I can't have my family involved. Somebody just killed your friend.
Yeah.
What's your
retaliation? I guess that's... So maybe he means family in general. Like,
oh,
my
like
friend,
the
family,
friend family.
No, and my family means, family.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
I guess it's getting too close to home.
Too close.
And he's scared. Well...
Punk.
You a punk.
Nate, you're not about this life.
Mm-mm. And then Mike sent Ed to get... To reconnect with Allie, but all he did was argue with her in the middle of the street. Well, you didn't get any information.
He was trying to flirt, and she said, boy, bye.
Boy, bye. What you thought?
What you thought? Go
what
back
you thought?
To your country. That's what she said.
What you thought, Ed? You ain't doing nothing Mike sent you to do.
And why are you working for Mike?
Right. Maybe he's a trap god.
Oh.
Yeah, because she said, oh, you want Bones to find out you had a baby by a trap god.
Well, then I need to get the backstory on how she started messing with Ed.
It's a Romeo and Juliet situation. They're not supposed to be together, but they got together.
But then she hates him. Like, she really can't stand
he
the sight
of him. He
probably
was a deadbeat. I don't know. I don't know. We need backstory.
She was talking about like, oh, I love my son, this, this, and my son. But you even know where your son was. He's like, he's in DR. Like, he had to tell her.
No, she knew. She knew. That's why she asked him, how's my son? Because the son is with his mother. So I guess she don't talk to the mother. So she got to get all her information from him.
So then that means that they have, that they communicate on a daily basis. Like, mm-mm. It seemed like they hadn't seen each other in weeks or months.
Because when she was on the phone, as usual, mm-hmm. she was telling her girl, like, I love my son, but I wish I had him with a different father. So he's not doing something right.
He's not doing something right, but he gave his son to the mother to take care of.
They're hiding the son.
Oh, yeah, definitely hiding the son.
But I don't know why. So Bones, when the son's 18, oh, this is your nephew. This is your nephew, Bones. What?
But why is she so scared of Bones? Like...
Bones.
Why is she so scared of Bones?
I don't know. I really don't know.
He seems like off, like definitely screws are loose up there. Because the boy is just bugging.
He seems a little
angry
crazy.
Black man for
he
no
a little
reason.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I definitely need a backstory of how Ed, and Eddie and Allie had a baby and Bones did not find out. Like, nobody knows about this baby.
Mm-mm, nobody.
Because but I don't understand.
The streets are talking,
yeah,
though, because
talking.
Mike and his homeboy knew like, the situation.
Yeah, ain't that your baby mama?
So how come Bones ain't getting the MFI?
Nobody's
Y'all
telling
ain't
Bones the
getting
MFI.
The MFI.
Nobody like Bones. I don't think they like him, so they don't tell him nothing.
Nah, that's exactly what.
Or maybe only the trap gods know.
He's crazy. Yeah, because
the scammer
he's a trap
is
god.
Like, they don't know about that.
They don't talk to trap gods, so they don't know.
But people talk.
The streets be talking.
And people listen.
They listen.
I don't know.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Stacy, why are you so damn messy, girl? Like, why are you in Ebony's house?
Knowing
that you sleeping with her man.
Knowing.
Remember, she had took his keys when he asked for it?
Yes.
So, girl, you really could have just walked in the house if you wanted to.
If you wanted to. Girl, I got it. I could come in, girl.
Why is she so damn messy?
She's horrible.
I don't like that at all.
She know what she doing.
And Sashay Shantae can see right through her.
Yes, she's like, once a hoe, always a hoe.
Always a hoe.
Ain't nothing change. We'll see.
I don't trust Miss Stacy.
Trust her at all. Mm-mm. All right, guys. So that was episode 1 and 2 of The Av. We'll be back with episode 3 and 4. So stay on the lookout for that. Make sure you guys are watching. You can catch all the episodes on Amazon Prime, guys. If you're not already, please subscribe to your girls on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud. Hit those like buttons, leave a review, tell another friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to follow us on all social networks at Seriously Podcast. That's SeriesLyPodcast.
Hey.
So see you guys next week.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye, y'all.